A Kingdom Divided, 1 Kings and Mark's Gospel. King Rehoboam and the need for servant leadership, but the kingdom is divided. Mark's Gospel from chapter 10 says, "Whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Jealousy and the lack of wisdom causes the sons of David to divide the kingdom again. Within ourselves, we have a split personality. At the same time, we are sinners, we are saints. These men are much like us, where we are seeking power or authority and leadership, not to serve, but to be served, to take, not give. The king wants privilege, power, wealth, and supremacy. We are the recipients of the promised covenant God gave the saints that lived before us. It is God's promise, not the promise of men and women. The promise of a Messiah comes to us through the saints of long ago. The promise of life eternal comes to us and to our children through sinners like you and me. The promise that kings like Rehoboam and Jeroboam were given is God's promise, and their unfaithfulness does not change the covenant of God. Not in what we do, but in whom God is, that frees us from our sin and brings salvation to us in Jesus Christ. It is not who we are, but what God has already done for us in grace on the cross of Christ, that we can believe in the one and only God of all creation. It would be easy to take the position of power and lord it over our subordinates, but God is telling us to serve the people as Jesus did and not be the tyrant leader of the people. Do not rule as if you are entitled as a king, but lead as a servant to the people. God is still faithful to God's people. We can believe in the one God, the creator of all things, the giver of life. It is the Holy Spirit that Luther teaches us is responsible for our ability to know God, to have faith, and to understand and believe. God is bringing new workers into our fold to help us spread the good news. They will bring us new ideas, fresh insight for God's ministry. Ruth came into the family and became the great-grandmother of King David. Bathsheba becomes the mother of Solomon, and Rehoboam becomes the great-grandfather of the father of the one who bore the Christ child, the Messiah, who is the open gate of our salvation. Let the Spirit live in you so others will see your good works and know that you are one of today's saints, one of God's children. Turn to God and see the open gate. Amen. Let us pray. Mighty God, your servant Rehoboam divided your kingdom with his tyranny, yet you remained faithful to both kingdoms, even in the midst of conflict. Show us your presence in conflict and help us to resolve our differences, uniting this world in your name. Amen.